James Imhoff's Greatest Hits.
Let's get down and dirty with the Master of Denial. James Inhofe is a long-term Republican from the oil-producing state of Oklahoma. Until recently, he was head of the Environment Committee of the United States Senate, which explains a lot. This magic man can build a castle out of a single straw, a lie, out of nothing at all. Listen and learn, Grasshopper. Climate change is not your fault.
We should point out that in the recent five-year period, Senator Inhofe received more than $850,000 in campaign donations from the oil and gas industry, the leading contributor to his cause.
Science clearly is coming around, and those individuals who back right. in the late 90s were saying it was man-made are saying it's not.
Well, one thing they forgot to do is put in the medieval warming period, which was from about 900 to 1400 AD, when it was warmer then than it is now.
Blatant lie.
It's all about money. I mean, what would happen to the Weather Channel's ratings if all of a sudden people weren't scared anymore?
Senator Inhofe received more than $850,000 in campaign donations from the oil and gas industry.
Now, if you want to find ourselves in a position where we no longer have any energy over here, that's the motivation behind a lot of these people. That's consistent even with Al Gore's his own scientist. His name is Tom Wigley. He said that in the event that we all comply with Kyoto, all the developed nations, for the next 50 years, it'd only bring the temperature down 0.06 of 1 degree Celsius. That's not even measurable.
Totally twisted story.
Then, and they're anticipating in about 5 years it'll start getting cooler again. Thing about livestock emitting more of the greenhouse gases than man-made gases.
The cows are doing it. And who's growing all those cows?
The cause of warming is unknown. The proponents of man-made catastrophic global warming are being motivated by money.
Senator Inhofe received more than $850,000 from the oil and gas industry.
But those individuals from the far left, and I'm talking about the Hollywood elitists and the United Nations, and those individuals want us to believe it's because we are contributing CO2 to the atmosphere mm-hmm. that's causing global warming. The science just isn't there.
Things are getting warmer. We understand that we're going through a warming period. No one's denying that. The question is it due to man-made gases? And it's not. I have science on my side. In some areas, you might find that the sea level is rising, and it's not in other areas.
You've been listening to Senator James Inhofe's Greatest Hits from Radio EcoShock. Tune in at www.ecoshock.org.